This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Now, when it comes to news in print, there was the printing press, sometimes the photocopy machine, then the World Wide Web. Today, Facebook. Starting in just a few minutes from now, Facebook users will see more than links to articles in places like the New York Times and other media giants, but articles published on Facebook itself. Stan Alcorn reports.
Nearly one in two internet-using Americans gets news each week from Facebook, according to a Pew survey. That's more than from CNN. And Facebook's chief product officer, Chris Cox, makes the case that these instant articles are to give them a better experience.
One of the huge issues we see is how long it can take for those articles and news to load, which we know on phones is a really big deal.
It is true that it will load and create a better experience for users, but it's also true that Facebook will get more data and also enable them to sell more ads.
Ben Schachter, internet analyst at Macquarie Securities, says because Facebook has 2 million advertisers and advanced ad targeting, it should bring the news organizations more ad revenue too, even after Facebook's 30% cut.
In a lot of ways, it is a win-win-win.
That may be true today, but Nieman Journalism Lab director Joshua Benton worries about 5 years from now.
Down the road, I think the dystopian vision is that this is another step towards Facebook becoming the internet.
Which is a lot of power for one company. I'm Stan Alcorn for Marketplace.